Phase one of the park will include a number of features from, and you know, the Christian Moorline Lagerhaus we opened in February of 2012, and that is in the park and part of the park and part of the design. The Schmidt Lap event lawn and stage, the Walnut Street fountain and stairs, and these are grand stairs, kind of like the stairs in Rome, from what I understand. A wonderful monument to the Black Brigade of Cincinnati, and it's a celebration of how Cincinnatians managed the Civil War. We have a wonderful labyrinth that was inspired by the Barr Foundation, and a second fountain called the Main Street Fountain will also be up and ready to go.
And all the green space will be there, green and in the ground and ready to be walked upon?
We have the tree grove, which will have 133 trees of the 300 that we're going to plant. And probably two-thirds of the tree line will be planted. We have seeded a number of the spots. We're eventually going to tear the seed up and put irrigation in as we put more plantings in. But it's going to be green. It's going to be ready. And I think the citizens of Greater Cincinnati will really be excited when they see it.
Now, one time when we were talking about the Riverfront Park, one of our previous discussions of several that we've had, you mentioned that the park is being built, but you can't necessarily open all of the park because not having the money to maintain it. Is that the case in this phase one, or is that for later phases?
No, for the phase one, we do have the money to maintain it. And now the park is starting to generate its own revenue from, now that the Schmidt Lap event lawn is open, that is also open to reservation. And we're very cautious in how we manage the reservations, because people look at the Smale Riverfront Park and they say, oh, wow, this is the second coming of Fountain Square on the river. Well, not so much true, because remember, Fountain Square is cobblestone. It's a cobblestone roof. This roof is grass. So if you have too many events down and you don't manage them, then you have a big mud hole. But between Moorline and some of the events that we're going to have, it will generate some revenue. And then we did receive funding from a very supportive city council. So we're doing very well.
Now, Friday around dinner time is the grand opening celebration. What's going to happen there?
Well, right around dinner time, about 6:30. And if you've had your dinner, come down, because United Dairy Farms, they are helping us distribute about 2,000 cups of ice cream. But we're going to cut the ribbon on phase one. The mayor is going to speak very briefly. We're going to have the color guard from the fire department. And we're going to have a five-group concert. I call it the diva of all divas. Kathy Waite will be singing, P.N. Everson Price, and the All-Stars, and a gentleman named Vincent Stroud. So I'm looking forward to the event, people coming down, enjoying the lawn, enjoying a free concert.
Now, what about phase two? Phase one is done. When does phase two begin? Do you have the money for it?
Well, we do have some of the funding. However, we need to make sure that we have authorization, because with us having so many partners, what I mean by authorization, the federal government, in order to receive their money, the federal government has to authorize us to move in other phases. Now, if we would like to move without the federal government, then we don't receive their funding. So we're working through that. I know it's a tough time within the economy between the houses and the Senate, but we do have some of the money to start phase two. We're also putting in steps for Marina that will be part of phase two, and also the Main Street Gardens and Family Swing.
Cincinnati Parks Director Willie Carden says the city's goal is to have everything in the part of the Smale Riverfront Park east of the Roebling Suspension Bridge finished by the summer of 2014. I'm Steve Hirschberg.